Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, always fun on Fridays when we get to talk to this next guest coming up here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. It's Brandon Lang, our friend, BrandonLang.com. Brandon, good morning. How are you, buddy?
What's up, Joe Burrows with the backdoor special? Say it ain't so, Joe. God, I swear to God. You know how many back, and I got to be politically correct because of the sensitivity of our country right now. So, you know, we'll leave it at the backdoor cover. But pun intended. But to be on the right side of that, because you know how many times I've sat there and that's happened to me, and you go to bed miserable. You don't sleep. You basically just want to go out and just get in a fight and have somebody just beat you and take the pain, because the handicap where there's nowhere to vent or to take out the anger. I can't yell at my wife. I'm sure as hell I'm going to kick or beat my dogs. I got an 11-year-old daughter that I need to be upbeat for. You kind of just go outside and stare in the sky, and when you get backdoored, I can't even describe it in this business. It's the worst thing ever. So when Mayfield threw the interception, you kind of sitting here going, oh boy, this has got backdoor written all over it. I'm going to need the backdoor. They pick up the 4th and 5. They pick up the 4th and 1. God, you got to love Joe Burrows. He's going to be something else, I'll tell you.
Yes, I agree. I'm with you. Hey, you know, the other one is stuck with me, and I thought about y'all weekend. That Jacksonville game, I knew you liked Jacksonville, and I when you hung up, I went, I think he's staying out too late. He's not getting enough sleep, because I just did not see that one at all. And I know you loved that game last week.
Let me tell you something, okay? 4 words for you. 4. I said it on your show last week. I'll say it again. The 4 most important words for anybody who's going to bet on the Indianapolis Colts this year. 4 words. Philip, cry me a river. Brandon, that's 5 words. I just realized that. He's so bad. He's so bad. And I said on your show, because everybody liked Indy, and I said, do you really trust this guy? This 65-year-old shot put throwing 11 kids with his wife. He's got to support the family. And he is a walking fourth quarter interception from not covering. I swear to God, of all the quarterbacks in the NFL right now, the one that's cost me the most money, and I'll be so glad when I don't have to look at him anymore, is Philip Rivers. How many times I've had him in a game, I'm covering the game, I'm home free in the game, and he throws interception. Do you remember I had him on the money line on a Monday night, and all they're trying to do is just get in field goal range and take a knee, and he can't even hold on to the snap to take a knee and fumbled it, and they lost. Remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember that game? It was against Kansas City. In Kansas City, I have him on the money line. They're on, like, the 24-yard line. They're going to snap and take a knee and kick the winning field goal. And I'm cashing my money line ticket, and he fumbled the snap while taking a knee, and the game's over, and they lose. That's crime you rich. So if you trust him, you want to trust him with any of your money the rest of the year, be my guest, because you'll feel just like I would, that if he was walking out of a Starbucks and I was walking in, I would punch him in the face as hard as I could. I'd go to in front of the judge, and he'd go, "How do you plead?" And I'm like, "Guilty, temporary insanity. Can I tell you my story, judge?" I would tell him the pain and anguish and agony that I have over the course of 20 years betting with this guy. Yeah. And the judge would let me walk. He'd say, "You know what, Brandon? Yeah. I'm a better, and I get it. He cost me a little bit too. $250 fine. Free to go."
Right. That's it. You're good to go. Brandon, a couple spreads this weekend for games. There's a 1 o'clock and a 4 o'clock that are the two biggest spreads, I think. KC and the Chargers, and Tampa Bay and the Panthers, both at 8.5, I think I saw them listed at. Either one of those games you like or dislike or are you going to stay away from?
Let me tell you something. Andy Reid's a big boy. Andy Reid's a big boy. He's got, you know, I call him Santa Claus. He's a big, burly, lovable Super Bowl champion head coach. But if you walk up to him in the month of September and you see him at a pizza place and you walk up and you press his belly button, money just comes out of his body everywhere you go. He's a walking ATM machine in the month of September. Not only going back to last year, have they won and covered 10 in a row straight up and against the spread, but their last 11 September games from Santa Claus, ho, 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 press the button, here comes the money, he's 10-1 against the spread his last 11 September games. Now, you look at the Chargers, and you look at that Cincinnati defense that couldn't stop Chubb, couldn't stop Hunt, couldn't stop Cleveland, couldn't stop Baker Mayfield, right? And you're that Cincinnati defense, and you held that Charger offense to 7 points through 3.5 quarters. Do you trust Tyrod Taylor against Mahomes? And conversely, Joe Burrow's went up and down the field on that Charger defense in the fourth quarter, and they probably should have won the game outright. I'm not a big wood guy. You know me, I'm a dog guy. But that's the game where if there's a blowout, keep riding the Chiefs. Press Andy's belly button. Get your cash as he goes to 11-1 against the spread in the month of September.
We just to make sure I get this in, Miami Louisville, just for the home folks here, Saturday night game, national TV. Who do you like in this one?
You know, it's funny, as bad as the Canes were last year in certain games, they destroyed this Louisville team 52-27. I like what I saw from them last week. I like the way their defense played. That was a talented UAB team. That wasn't a UAB. UAB had 17 of 21 starters back, their quarterback, their receivers. That defense played really, really well. As much as I like Satterfield, I think this is a trap number at 2.5, and I think it's a good spot for the Canes to get a big road win, no fans or 10,000 fans or whatever, and propel them into what could be a special season.
Brandon, I'm going to ask you this, and we're switching sports a little bit, but basketball-wise, the Heat making one hell of a run here in this bubble. Must have been crazy odds on the Heat to win it all from the beginning, but what have the odds really taken a big favor for the Heat now? Obviously up 2-0 now in the Eastern Conference Finals, but what are the odds now at the Heat to win it all or to somehow get past the Celtics and then the Western Conference?
I don't know what they were, but I know they were huge.
Right.
I had a buddy who on a whim bet them, but I can't remember what he told me, but it's unbelievable. But listen, forget that. They are a point spread covering machine. I think they've literally covered all but one playoff game.
Wow. Yeah.
I want to say to my memory, they went 4-0 against the spread against Indiana. They went 4-1 against the spread against Milwaukee.
Yeah,
they didn't. The game they lost is the game they didn't cover, but that was the BS, you know, whatever. And then in the series against the Celtics right now, they've covered the first two. So I think they're 10-1 against the spread. Just an absolute ATM machine. And they've made me a lot of money. My NBA run, I'm 23-14 in the NBA this year. I'm just on a nice little roll there, and I've ridden them probably. I've had them 5 times of their 10, and it's everything Jimmy Butler has said, which is we're not here to socialize. We're here collectively to win, to compete. We're all in on this thing. We're together, and they're playing like it. They play D. I like them. Now, listen, there's no shot in hell they're going to beat the Lakers. But I will tell you this. Your Miami Heat are going to the NBA Finals, It's the lamb being led to the slaughter, but they'll be fun to watch when they play LeBron in the brow.
And my buddy just texted me and said the day the playoffs started, they were plus 2,500 to win it all.
Yep, that's it. Now listen, I don't know what they were to win the Eastern Conference because I actually, coming out of the East, I didn't think Milwaukee was all as good as people thought they were. I thought they had a very good shot to win the East. But again, the Lakers are legit. And the way they're playing right now. Now, with that being said, if you're going to get them, they lost their game one against Portland. They lost their game one against Houston and came back and won four in a row in both. If you're going to get them, you better get them in game one because they don't do good coming off a layoff. They're laying seven tonight. Might want to take a little peek at Denver.
Hey, real quickly, too, we got another game here in town. Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills, who look pretty damn dominant against the Jets. What do you like in this one?
Listen, this is the Jacksonville game all over again. This is coming down to that heat, coming down to that humidity early in the season. It's just like Jacksonville. I'll tell you this. Miami will have a chance to win this game outright if Ryan Fitzpatrick can stop himself from throwing to the other team.
Yeah.
If he can do that, because had he done that last week, they probably would have beat New England outright. He's the same as Phillip Rivers. When Phillip Rivers plays a clean game, he's tough to beat as a quarterback. Same with Fitzpatrick. When he doesn't turn the ball over, he moves the team. He moves them up and down the field. But he just gets greedy and makes bad throws at the wrong time. Or listen, everybody who had Miami last week, you're sitting there with your biting your nails. They're going down there to backdoor it, and you're going to be happy, and there's the pick right there. So I like Miami plus the points at home. A big home dog guy, especially in the heat. Give me Miami plus the points.
Interesting stuff interesting stuff there. All right, so the other game I wanted to ask you about NFL-wise, where was it?
Go New England, Seattle. I got one for you, Cam.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. That's a
Cam
good
and
one
Russell,
too, right.
What's going to happen in that one?
The man in the hoodie, as an underdog, his last 15 games, 12-3 against the number.
Wow. Really?
Billy doesn't get points very often, but when he does, I know a lot. Listen, Brady wasn't an underdog very often, so that's kind of you'd have to say that those numbers are probably without Brady. I like the way Cam looked last week. I like what they did offensively. Their defense played pretty sound. No home field advantage for Seattle, which I think is huge in a game like this. I like what Cam did. I'm going to take New England plus the points. Give me more than a field goal with Belichick, 12-3 against the spread. I can't pass that up.
Yeah.
Listen, are you going to pass up a free lap dance?
No.
There's always one stripper reference that I have on every show I do with you.
No,
I'm not passing up a free lap dance, and I'm not going to pass up Belichick when he's getting points. But I would like to see Belichick get a lap dance in a tranny bar. That would be something to film, put on social media.
He's changing a lot. He seems like he's really starting to loosen up or something with Bill, man.
Commercials now.
Seems to be enjoying himself. He's doing sub sandwiches. My God, he's doing it all there. He's crazy. Brandon,
he's
thank
so
you,
stale,
man.
Though.
Yeah.
I got it. Last thing, he's so stale, though. I mean, that commercial's fun, but you could see he's really forcing it. He's just it's okay. It's good to see him. But he's still. He's no Baker Mayfield cleaning the stadium, which I think is a good ad campaign.
That's good.
Brandon, thank you. Always great having you, man. Appreciate it.
Got it, guys. Be good.
All right, Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com, host of Believe in the Sharp Edge on the Believe Podcast Network as well, joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, 9 o'clock hour is coming up. Before that, I want to tell you about Michael Katsia Choice Mortgage. Yes, I do, because another weekend, please don't let it go by. And you haven't looked into where your mortgage rate is right now, because you can get a fixed rate mortgage right now under 3. It's in the 2s. And a lot of people are saving by refinancing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Now, some of you are going, my credit score has been took a little hit. I don't know if I want to deal with the banks and, you know, their hours and they don't get back to you. And it's just not a great. Well, listen, you want great service? You want to get straight answers real quickly, no matter what your situation, no matter what the question is? His name's Michael Katsia at Choice Mortgage, and he wants to let you know, listen, now is the time. Fixed rate mortgages are in the 2s. No prepayment penalty. And it's a lifetime opportunity for you that may not come around for a long, long time, if ever. That's why Michael Katchia Choice Mortgage has been so good for so many people. No matter what your credit score looks like, if you need a little help, if there's a guy who can do it, it's Michael Katchia Choice Mortgage. He's been in business since 1994. He's got a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. His name's Michael Katchia, and man, he's really, really good. He'll get right back to you. I'm going to give you his number. Call or text him today or this weekend. I'm telling you, this is what he does 7 days a week. It's about great service. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730 for Michael Katchia at Choice Mortgage.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.